Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. Most people earn far less than they deserve. The real question is, how can you increase your income, even double it, without working extra hours?
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
What if we told you that doubling your income is not only possible, but easier than you think? Today, you'll learn five powerful strategies to make that happen. Just wait until you hear the last two, and you'll have no doubt that you'll be able to break free, double your income, and achieve financial freedom, no matter if you're feeling undervalued at your job, overwhelmed by the task, or stuck in a time for money trap.
How do you know this is possible? Because we have done it for ourselves. We jumped into multifamily apartments game in 2018 with zero experience in acquiring or operating properties and acquire our first deal in August 2019. In just a few short years, we have 10x our wealth, making millions, and guess what? We're working far fewer hours than we did in our old careers.
So first strategy, strategy number one, know your worth.
When most people think about doubling their income, they usually think about asking their boss for a raise, but that's not the quickest or most effective way, and sometimes it's not even possible.
Instead, think like a business owner. How can you make yourself indispensable and directly impact your company's bottom line? This approach significantly boosts your chance of substantial raise. Be creative, consider trading a portion of your salary for equity. This way, you can share in the company's growth and reap rewards as it scales to new heights.
And when we say become indispensable, it doesn't have to be at your current job. Sometimes you need to change your environment to gain leverage. For example, when we were in the fashion industry, we were making good money, but it's nowhere near what we're making today acquiring multifamily apartments with much less work.
Less time at the office, less travel time, fewer client headaches, and none of the fashion world politics. Yet we earn way more. If you feel underpaid or underappreciated, consider moving to a different organization or change fields entirely. You might find another place recognizes and values your worth far more than your current one does. The grass, sometimes it's greener on the other side, if you choose the right field.
Strategy number two, narrow your focus.
When Steve Jobs returned to Apple, the company was struggling. He realized that to save Apple, he needed to focus on what was working and cut out the rest that was not. Jobs identified that 20% of the products that were responsible for 80% of Apple's profits. He streamlined the product line, concentrating on the high-impact items like the iPhone, iPad, and the Mac. This strategic focus transformed Apple into the tech giant it is today.
Let's dive deeper into why this worked by understanding the Pareto Principle, which was brilliantly applied by Steve Jobs. The Pareto Principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, suggests that 80% of results come from 20% of efforts. In other words, a small fraction of your actions lead to majority of your outcomes.
And we find this to be so true. In the multifamily world, there are many roles to be played, finding the deal, connecting with brokers, which at the beginning was hard for us because we don't live anywhere near our properties. Building relationships with sellers, walking the properties, managing them, being the boots on the ground, having massive net worth or liquidity. Guys, FYI, for most deals, your net worth needs to match the loan amount and your liquidity must be 10% of it, or at least the team does. Or the other component is being the human capital, aka raising moolah.
So once we figure out the 20% of efforts that would give us 80% of result, we zoom in on those, specifically capital raising and focusing on asset operation.
You see, you can apply the same principle to your career.
Start by identifying the 20% of the task that generates 80% of the value. These high-impact activities are where you should focus your energy. Eliminate or delegate the rest. This approach not only makes you more effective, but also more indispensable to your company. Moving on to strategy number 3, the backward design. Back in our fashion business days, we worked tirelessly, taking on every single new project, believing that more work equals more pay. But that didn't happen. All it did was cause us endless nights of answering customers' calls, emails, and stressing over arbitrary deadlines. The key lesson here is use goal-oriented backward planning, also known as the backward design, to achieve your desired results by identifying the necessary steps and actions to get there. This approach involves starting with the end goals in mind and then work backward to identify the step needed to achieve that goal. It's commonly used in various fields, including education, project management, and strategic planning. This approach assures that you move forward and capitalize on opportunities rather than get bogged down by endless planning. Don't get stuck in the planning phase. We used to spend months analyzing every detail before making a move. Now we set non-negotiable dates to transition from planning to action. This shift has been crucial to ensuring consistent progress. For instance, when we decide to venture into large-scale real estate projects, whether it's purchasing a multifamily apartment that's existing or developing 100-plus single-family townhomes, we set firm deadlines to make our first offer. This decisive step propelled us forward and helped us overcome analysis paralysis. When we approach new multifamily apartment projects, our number one goal is to deeply dive into the risk mitigation. Growing and protecting our passive investors' investments are our top priorities. In addition, we assess how much this project will make us, yes, because we know our worth and we don't do all the deals that come across our desks. Operating cost is real. Investing time and energy in a project means that you might miss out on more valuable ones later. This is why we ensure every project that we take on helps us scale and achieve our overarching goals. To analyze these deals, we use the backward design. We start by identifying the end goals of the project and the business plan. Then we determine what's in it for our passive investor, the benefits and the risks, and finally assess if the deal makes financial sense for us. As we tell our investor, we don't pursue every deal just to make money. We have turned down over $250 million in deals in the past few years because they don't meet our internal investment criteria. This approach is why we now focus exclusively on A-class or newly built assets. We're currently building 118 single-family townhomes north of Dallas. While there are many mentors and gurus who double down on C-class assets, let them eat that cake. For us, we prefer new or newer assets because they are easier to manage and practically run themselves without us putting in the hard work. Assets how we know.
Classy assets, typically built in 1970s in the workforce housing neighborhoods, require a lot more effort. For those in the know, you know that these properties come with consistent concern about tenant security, collections, evictions, deferred maintenance, and other issues.
Now, these are factors in A or A-plus class assets. For example, one of our A-plus properties, built in 2021, has only had one eviction and maintained nearly 100% collections within the first 3 days of the billing cycle each month. This provides a peace of mind and ease in managing the property.
Next, strategy number 4, create scalable income sources.
If you sell a service that requires your time, you're limited by the hours of the day. Instead, create products that sell itself without your constant involvement. Write an ebook, create online courses, invest in large-scale real estate, or start your own YouTube channel.
To escape the time for money trap, you need scalable and automated income sources. We were fortunate to stumble upon multifamily apartments because it's one of the best ways to separate your income generation from your time.
With the capacity to hire a robust team or join forces with experienced partners, multifamily apartments allow you to grow your wealth exponentially without a massive time commitment.
When we first got started in multifamily apartments, our really first deal was $6.9 million purchase price. While that number seemed intimidating, we didn't let it scare us off. We got educated to ensure that the property was a good asset and we partnered with experienced individuals. This approach helped us feel confident and avoid the blind leading the blind scenario.
Since our first purchase in 2019, we've acquired 9 properties and hope to announce our 10th one to our tribe community very soon. For those of you who want to be in the know, join our free investor club. Okay, I digress. Interestingly, we visited most of these properties no more than 3 times, and some of them once or twice. Out of 9 properties, we've already gone full cycle, sold on 3 of them.
The point here is we have successfully bought, operate, execute our business plan, and exit these properties. Our strategy focused on ensuring our income is scalable by relying on a robust team to help grow our wealth.
To achieve scalability, leverage the 5 strategies that we always emphasize: team, tool, time, taxes, and debt. Without these leverages, you'll be the bottleneck, limiting your capacity to work 24 hours a day.
We can't stress enough that partnering with experienced individuals is super crucial. It reduces your risk, limit your involvement and liability, makes the venture safer for lenders, buyers, sellers, and passive investors, and of course, it ensures you have seasoned problem solvers on your team.
In multifamily apartments, we always advocate to go big now, but never alone. Go big with a deal that includes knowledgeable, experienced partners who are willing to support you every step of the way. Finally, strategy number 5, work on a business, not just in it. Neighbor Ravikin said, what you choose to work on and who you choose to work with are far more important than how hard you work. Focus on the big picture and strategic tasks that drive your business forward. Delegate day-to-day tasks to skilled team members. This way, you can steer your business in the right direction while others handle the details. Think of your role as a captain steering a ship. You need to work on the business strategy while other handles the operations. This approach allows you to scale effectively. We used to be bogged down by day-to-day tasks, but once we focused our strategy and delegate, our business grew exponentially. We have always known that we needed to stop trying to do everything ourselves, but old habits die hard. We didn't know how to find the right people who can help us, so we kept juggling all the tasks. In Q1 and Q2 of 2024, we shifted our focus to hiring the right people. We actually reshuffled our team, letting go of those who no longer fit our current needs, even if they were indispensable when we first started. Now, we're laser focused on things that truly move the needle, scaling our multifamily apartment business and teaching real estate entrepreneurs how to raise more money to fund their own real estate deals. It's about tackling high value stuff, being the visionary like the captain who needs to see beyond the deck shores. If we get bogged down by the minutia, we're going to miss the big opportunities and the obstacles ahead. From the outside, it might look like we have scaled impressively over the years, and that's true. But compared to our potential, we have been underperforming because we've been stuck working in the business, not on the business ourselves. Even with a team in place, we're still handling day-to-day tasks that others may do, maybe not perfectly, but well enough. So our new mantra is simple, focus on the business and not in the business. So there you have it, the 5 strategy to double your income without working more hours. Now that you're ready to double income, tune in to learn how to get extremely rich using other people's money.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.